Courtney, I'm so grateful to see you this morning.
Are you? That is so kind.
Yeah, I just want to express my gratitude for that. Getting this opportunity to podcast, to cast some pods once more. It is November. And so gratitude, you know, it tis the season, although every season should be a gratitude season, right? But sometimes, sometimes gratitude, especially maybe if you've had a hard time, right? It's something you know you ought to do or to cultivate, but you struggle to actually practice it.
Yep. Well, today we've got four actions that really can help you feel grateful all year round. And honestly, help you even this month as you get to Thanksgiving,
Don't forget the cranberry sauce. It's Thanksgiving. I like to pull mine out of that can. I want to see the rings around it. Just the bong when it hits the plate.
We want to help you get to Thanksgiving and not feel like, oh, it's now time to be grateful for some things that you've actually been cultivating that all month long.
Absolutely. It is fun to be grateful and you're more fun to be around. Let's be honest. Be thankful for your cranberry sauce and much more on this episode of Focus on This.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market. Five impactful lessons from a seven-figure coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.
Welcome to another episode of Focus on This, the most productive podcast on the internet, so you can banish distractions, get the right stuff done, and finally start loving Mondays. I'm Courtney Baker here with my good friend, who I'm very grateful for, Blake Stratton.
Oh, thank you. And you know who else I'm grateful for is Verbs. Struggling to feel grateful that he's not here. But our clients, I'm sure, are very grateful because he's off serving them in some profound and meaningful way. And let's change the subject because it's about gratitude, not about missing Verbs.
Well, hey, actually, before we get into it really fast, a couple weeks ago, there was an episode where I wasn't there and Marissa was on the episode and I was like, okay, I'm gonna listen. I was so excited to hear. And then y'all started the episode and you said something to Marissa about losing her Southern accent. So first of all, do I really have a Southern accent?
It's November. It's not April Fool's, right? Like this.
Well, listen, Marissa and I both grew up here in Middle Tennessee. How is it she doesn't have an accent and I do?
Well,
I really just wanted to know, how Southern is my Southern accent?
Boy, let's see. Well, it's not like you're not an Alabamian, I don't think.
Okay. Okay. So like I'm
but
a five.
You're close.
One to two. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, let's move on into being grateful. I'm grateful for that revelation of the scale of my Southern accent. So the first action is, this is pretty straightforward, but say thank you. You know, I think a lot of times it's easy to be critical. This kind of plays into our last episode last week about celebrating. You know, it's easy to look at where the breakdowns were, what needs to improve. But sometimes it's not as natural for us to actually look for ways to say thank you and to acknowledge even the little moments of things that happen that you're grateful for.
Yeah, you may feel or understand that something is a good thing, but literally communicating the words thank you is powerful. It's hard to say thank you and not have something even subtly shift so that you actually are in a more positive place. And when you communicate that to somebody else, you know, they don't, you don't get the benefit, the relational benefit of keeping the thank you in your head. It's only when we communicate it that we can actually build some more trust in our relationships. It's yeah. just, you know, it takes 2 seconds to do, but it's a high leverage phrase to use all day, every day with everyone that you're connecting with.
Well, and I want to put a little caveat to that. I do think it's like to be in a grateful attitude, but I think there is like a line where there are some people that just say thank you and you're like, did you actually mean that? You know, like it's just like, you're just like, yeah, you're just, you know, it, I think when it's like, when you feel like there are those people that genuinely feel gratitude or really see you, I think that's really what it's about. Those are the people you want to be around. You know, you're like, yes, more time with that person. So yeah, a simple thank you is a really powerful tool. Okay, so the second action is to write it down. Write down what you're grateful for. Some of the best moments of gratitude might not be aimed toward another person. They may just be actually, you know, I'm really thankful for this beautiful, crisp fall morning this morning, you know, or I'm really grateful that, you know, I get to get on this crazy bicycle and exercise, you know, like that. That's something I get the privilege of doing.
Something that I've learned this year about this is I'll be in a place where the times we need gratitude the most is usually the times where we feel the least grateful because we're annoyed yeah. at something or feeling stressed or anxious. That's really when having some gratitude is going to provide the most benefit. But how do you get there? And I found it's helpful to go there indirectly to pick rather than to go, well, what am I thankful for in my day to day when my day feels like it's totally sucked? I'll pick a totally neutral topic. You know, like you said, a cup of coffee or a, you know, crisp autumn morning. I'll just literally just pick a topic. Like I've literally done this before where I'll just say, what am I thankful for about this iPhone? Oh, well, boy, it's pretty amazing. I can do basically everything in my whole life on my phone. The camera is incredible. It means I can take better pictures. You know, I can capture silly faces my daughter makes really easily. I'm never without a great camera. And I just do that for a few minutes. And then all of a sudden, it's actually easier to then extend that gratitude energy, so to speak, into my crappy day or the day that used to feel like it was crappy. I could say, oh, you know what? I am grateful for this thing. Or, yeah, this was hard, but here's how it's benefiting me. So I'm grateful for that thing as well. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. I think really what you're getting at, and you talked about this in our last episode about celebrating wins, is, you know, you're affecting your thinking, which is really all we have. A lot of times we think of like, it's all about our actions, like what we did or what we didn't do. But really all those actions come from our thinking. And that's why like empowering a practice of gratitude, it really is a foundation that impacts all the actions that we have. You know, I can only imagine like if this is not something you're doing, how it actually changes the way that you interact with others. There's a whole domino effect that this can have.
So a quick tip for this one is to physically write it down and to install that in some form or fashion into your day. So mm-hmm. we talk on this podcast a lot about the Full Focus Planner, obviously. There's not a built-in gratitude section, but there is a notes page. And maybe you yep. make this part of your morning ritual or your evening ritual where you're just writing down mm-hmm. a few things that you're feeling grateful for that day. Or maybe you check out our Full Focus Journal, which actually has prompts that can lead you into some gratitude mm-hmm. each and every day. I think whenever I do handwrite that stuff, it takes longer, but it's the length of time that it takes that can actually help those things sink in. You can almost just savor it for a little bit, a little, yeah. Just a little Absolutely. Extra second there.
Yeah. And even, I know there are a lot of people in the Full Focus Planner community that just add it, you know, at the end of their notes page, it says like today's gratitude and they just list out something that they're grateful for.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market. 5 impactful lessons from a 7-figure coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.
So the third action is to track your wins. And this really correlates with what we talked about last week about celebration. But celebration is really important for cultivating gratitude. When we move from just like, okay, this is the thing we've got to accomplish, to the next thing without taking that moment to celebrate it, really, celebration is that moment of like gratitude for ourselves and for what we've done.
So this is a small way that I've tried to do this. You know, if you're struggling to track your wins or to celebrate, I think a small habit you may want to build in is, actually, Courtney, you already do this. Courtney really loves to check boxes, and that's a small form of savoring and celebrating and feeling grateful. And you can go through your whole day and check boxes like in your planner. Something that I started to do, I can't remember where I got this idea, but it was supposed to sort of help you kind of wind down from your day and feel like, oh, I'm not on a constant treadmill, is in my workday shutdown, I have a little journal prompt that says, what did you accomplish today? Or what did you do today? And even though I just wrote those things down on my planner and they're checked off, I actually will journal and write, oh, I did this, I did this, I did this. Because a lot of times I did stuff that wasn't even in my planner, but I just write all those things down. And it does a couple things. One, it helps me realize, oh, I actually did get stuff done today, regardless of how I'm feeling in this moment. And the second thing it does is it gives me this chance to disconnect. It's called the workday shutdown. But how I want to end my workday is, one, to actually end it, to feel like I can safely unplug. And two, to have a sense of gratitude and a sense of I've made some progress. So tracking that win in that way, it's not like an actual tracker, but tracking it in that small way has been helpful for me to accomplish that.
Love that. Okay, the fourth action that you can take to feel more grateful is actually, this is kind of fun, Blake, but leverage your imagination. Okay, so hang with me here for a second. So Blake, you know that movie, It's a Wonderful Life, right?
Oh, wait a minute. I don't have your money. It's at Bill's house.
Nick hates that impression.
Oh, Mr. Potter, you scoundrel.
I can't. That's terrible. Right, I'm sorry, everybody.
I thought it was really good. I liked it.
Mary, you want the moon?
Nick, do not cut that. Do not cut it. Yes. Okay. It's a Wonderful Life. So George Bailey obviously witnesses what the world would be like if he'd never been born. And obviously along the way, he becomes a lot more grateful for his life. And I know, guys, it's a little early for Christmas movies, but just hang with me.
Not for me. Not for me. I'm ready. Nick, put in the jingle bell sound.
So we can kind of do something similar in our own lives. But just to take a moment to think about like, hey, what if this person or this situation wasn't part of my life? You know, how would my life look different? What would be missing? And sometimes that really easily exposes like how grateful you are for that thing or person or circumstance in your life, and it becomes easier to write it down and to acknowledge it. So this tip is really just use your imagination to kind of put you in the frame of mind to be grateful.
Thank you, Clarence. I mean, Courtney. I think this is pretty cool. I know we talked about It's a Wonderful Life. Another movie that kind of does this for me is About Time. Have you ever seen About Time?
Well, I think is it the one where no, I still think I'm thinking of a time traveler's wife. So now I'm not even sure.
Okay. Well, the point is About Time. It's a great movie, gives me feelings. And I actually did this. I don't know if I should divulge this. So at the end of the movie, you know, basically it's this, the whole premise is this guy can kind of move throughout the timeline of his life and kind of correct mistakes or come back to, you know, experience a certain thing. And the kind of moral at the end of the story, spoiler alert, is basically, he, you know, learning to actually not even use that superpower, but just to have like treat each day as if it's a day that he chose to come back and relive for a second time. And just that being a trigger to have more gratitude and to have an expectation of like, there's things I'm going to experience in this day that I will be grateful for. Anyway, I love that. It's perhaps maybe a little less dark way to use your imagination than imagining your whole life and the people you love disappearing. However, both are helpful depending on, you know, which way you like to roll. But for a while, you want to hear something really dorky.
Yeah, what?
So there's like a little theme in that song. It's like, doon, 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 doon. And I actually made it my alarm clock sound for like a year because I literally wanted to like wake up to that sound, which kind of triggered, oh yeah, it's from that movie. And then kind of puts me in that frame of mind of like, oh yeah, I need to like treat this day, you know, in that way. So that's my little nerdy moment for you guys.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Okay, so hopefully today, you know, that idea of becoming more grateful, you know, it's kind of like a vague thing. Hopefully this gives you some actionable things that you can do to stop and say thank you, you know, to write down some gratitudes, to track your wins, and even do a little imagination play to help you get in the right frame of mind. So thanks today for joining us on this episode of Focus on This.
This is the most productive podcast on the World Wide Web, on the whole internet. Can you believe it? Me neither some days, but today for sure. And if you're enjoying it, tell your friends about it. Bring your fam on board and feel grateful for it. And join our friends in the Full Focus Planner community. If you're not already there, it's on Facebook. Look it up. Join the party.
Well, and while you're in that gratitude state of mind, feel free to leave a review. We love 5-star reviews and we're grateful for them. So we'll be back here next week with another great episode. Until then, stay focused.
Stay focused. I forgot to say it. Stay focused.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market. 5 impactful lessons from a 7-figure coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content. And if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.